It's been a month since the world was supposed to end. By now, you'd think I wouldn't wake up every morning in a panic, with the community's alarm echoing in my ears, and my breath coming so fast that I'm not actually taking in any oxygen. But I do. Maybe it's because somewhere deep inside, I can't believe that the apocalypse isn't still looming over every horizon. My family, and our leader, Pioneer, warned me about it every waking moment of my life from the time I turned 5. How can I suddenly just switch gears and believe that it was all a lie? I wipe the condensation from the bathroom mirror and stare at the swipe of my reflection that's visible. I ran the shower long enough to slow my breathing back down, to stop my body from trembling visibly. But inside, I'm still thrumming with a nervousness I can't soothe, not with 100 showers. It doesn't help that this bathroom still feels foreign to me, that the place I live in now is not my home, and that the people who live here with me are barely more than strangers. "Lila, we don't have much time. My dad's already left," Cody says from outside the door in a low voice. I begin to quickly dry off. Cody's dad is the sheriff, the person who raided the community's development, Mandradaj Meadows, just before Pioneer sealed us underground to wait for the apocalypse. Today, he's going to transfer Pioneer from the hospital to the county jail, and Cody and I are going to watch him. "Be right there." I put my mouth close to the door so I won't have to talk too loud. Cody's mom and sister are still sleeping. If they wake up before we can manage to get out of the house, we won't be allowed to go. I can't say that I'd blame them for stopping us. None of us knows how I'll react to seeing Pioneer for the first time since I shot him. Not even me. "Lila, for real, hurry," Cody says. He taps the door for emphasis. "Okay." I tug on a pair of Cody's jeans and his baggiest sweatshirt, pulling my hair into a tight bun and covering it with one of his baseball caps. I check the mirror one last time and try to find some speck of courage in my expression. But my face is all pale terror. Can I really do this? I try a few guy-like slouches. With any luck, once Cody finishes giving me a fake beard and I cover my too shapely body, I'll be believable enough as a guy to fool Pioneer, the sheriff, and anyone else we run into. I don't want anyone other than Cody to know that I'm there. I'm not sure I can face Pioneer otherwise. I hurry out of the bathroom. Cody looks at me and smiles. I have to look away because I'm unnerved enough right now. I can't deal with the circus that happens in my stomach whenever he looks at me like that. "Not bad. You're not dude-like just yet, but we'll fix that." He grabs my hand and leads me downstairs and then into the basement. We tiptoe to the far corner where Cody keeps all of his monster projects and makeup tools. He pulls over a metal stool and I perch on it. My hands land in my lap and I rub my thumbs across my jeans. I breathe in and out. "Ready?" Cody's all shiny-eyed and eager. I've just given him a way to practice what he loves. I'm his personal special effects project this morning. Oh, who am I kidding? I'm his personal project in a lot of ways. He doesn't seem to mind, but it's bothering me more and more. Who wants to be the most broken person in the room all the time? That's why I'm going to the hospital today, to start repairing the damage that Pioneer did to me. Seeing him again is the first step. "Yeah," I say. I watch as he picks up what looks like a tube made out of dark brown hair and unrolls it. He holds it up to my face and compares it to my real hair color. Close enough. He's not really talking to me as much as himself. He cuts off a few inches of the hair and fans it out between his fingers before laying it across the table beside me. I glance down at the wolfman head he's been working on and the severed limbs beyond it. It's realistic enough that most people would probably get grossed out just looking at it, but I don't. Once you've seen real blood and gore, the fake stuff isn't all that believable, no matter how good it is.